Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RT Radio 1.
Well, tonight is the night. Ryan Tuberty will get a big send-off as he hosts his final edition of RTE's The Late Late Show. The broadcaster, of course, as we all know by now, is stepping down from the role after 14 years, with Patrick Keelty taking the reins at the flagship entertainment show from September. In a moment, we'll speak to Dr. Fionnuala Doyle O'Neill, broadcast and legal historian at the School of History and UCC, and also author of The Gaybo Revolution, How Gay Byrne Challenged Irish Society. But first, ahead of tonight's show, RTE has released a blooper reel featuring some of the many times Ryan fluffed his lines while recording the promos which advertise the show in advance.
On tonight's show, oh, it's a late, late show. I forgot what the program was. Let's do that from the top. So, bad nine hatches. Full stop. Tonight's the night. There's a late, late toy show. Tonight on the late, late. Tonight on the Late Late Show, I hit puberty. Would you like fries with that, sir?
Jesus.
Join us live this St. Patrick's Day as we celebrate the most Irish night of the year. There'll be crack, there'll be shamrock, and of course, there'll be one hell of a sing-song. I made a pause of that. It's going to be a long night. Let's do the promo again. I can't wait. Liam Neeson is celebrating his 100th movie, and I'm celebrating, as has been suggested upstairs, my 100th promo.
Yeah,
tonight on the Late Late Show, and now we'll meet Emily Watson as she's honoured. Hit the 19th hole with Padraig Harrington as he celebrates being inducted into. He's going to be induced. Induced into the Hall of Fame. That will be a. We'll all be into the Hall of Fame if we're going to be induced as men. Tonight on the Late Late Show, mother. Mayhan. All right here on RT Radio 1. RT Radio 1. RT 1. And the RT player. After the news. What a pro.
Oh, we've all been there, haven't we? We've all been there. And now Fionnuala is, as I said, with us. And Fionnuala, you're very welcome to the programme once
Thank
again.
You,
are you looking forward to tonight's show?
I am, actually. I'm all set for it. I think it was lovely there just to listen to Ryan, because you'd have to say, really, that he is going to leave this sort of unique and indelible mark, primarily due to his irrepressible energy. Really, there's great vitality and energy about him, isn't there, that that will certainly be missed. And I think it's kind of interesting that, you know, he's a very young 49-year-old. He's only 3 years younger than Patrick Keelty, you know what I mean? So hopefully Patrick Keelty will have that same level of energy to bear, because that's certainly one of his hallmarks, really.
Yeah. And do you think that is his legacy then, his biggest legacy, is just this energy that he's brought to the show?
Well, for me, I think definitely over the last 3 years, he's been extraordinary during the, you know, he's kind of shepherded the nation through the worst excesses of the pandemic. And in effect, really, he brought the Late Late Show back to its foundational principles. That is that he showed us really that we are a really lovely nation, and he reflected that goodness during the pandemic. I was particularly moved. I remember one of the most moving features would have been at Christmas, when he brought the diverse diaspora together, and, you know, people that couldn't reach out to one another, and he used the Late Late Show as a forum for that. And I remember it was, you know, people, immigrants, and I remember, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing her name correctly, Telu McKay, she sang the N17.
Yeah,
that was
beautiful.
Absolutely, it was just incredible. But it summated for me what Ryan did during that period, that he just showed us that everybody's welcome in Ireland. The Late Late Show was that platform, that forum. And that was something really that he had probably, you know, didn't realise, that he was maybe doing a better job than Gay Byrne at that, in that we did get that sense of diversity.
Yeah.
And we did get that sense on a Friday night that he did light up the darkness.
Okay, so looking forward then, Fionnuala, to the future. New presenter Patrick Keelty taking over come September. How big of a challenge is that for him, do you think? He's only the fourth presenter of this show that's running for 6 decades. What do you think he needs to be looking at?
Well, I think, first of all, he will have the energy. Interesting enough, you know, there's a lot of gears to Patrick Keelty. He's quite a political animal as well, and we know that his father had been killed during the Troubles. So he'll bring sort of a lot of profundity to bear as well. You know, he's not just going to be a light talk show host. He's a man that has been involved with a lot of documentaries in Northern Ireland. I thought it was interesting, there recently, during the week, I was on BBC Newsline and they were doing a Vox Pop, and they really love him up there, and it'll bring a whole new audience from Northern Ireland to bear on The Late Late Show, and they're really looking forward to hearing him. So it'll be interesting for us. It'll be challenging for him. I think it might be nice if he went back to do what Gay Byrne used to do, to warm up the audience in advance, to get a sort of a temperature of the audience. Gay Byrne used to do that very well because he came from that sort of music hall background. So Patrick Kilty would be well able for that. And he'd be well able, I think, for the toy show. He's got two young children himself. He's also going to be quite used to the fame that will go with it. Ryan Tuberty found fame rather difficult towards the end. I'm getting that sense. Patrick Kilty is married to somebody, Kat Seely, who's very famous herself in her own right. She knows all the pitfalls of being famous. So she'd be very supportive towards him. I think that he'll have a lot of gears, and it'll just be, it'll take us a while to attune ourselves to the accent. But I think it'll be very interesting to see the broad sweep of audience that he will bring with him. Okay. To The Late Late Show.
So lots to look forward to on all of it, and no doubt we might get you back for a review of the first show or something like that, not to be mean to maybe the first three shows or something like that. Fionnuala, thank you so much for joining us. That's Dr. Fionnuala Doyle O'Neill, and let us know what you think to 51551.